Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
Welcome back. Nikki Pace from down the hall at 98.9 The Rock is filling in for Dana Wright. Michael Mackey will be here in exactly 1 hour, spreading joy and love and hope in a way that only he can.
Laughter.
The basketball player you either love or you hate. There is no middle ground. LeBron James says he is changing his jersey number from 23 to 6. Next season. He did wear 6 when he was with the Miami Heat, but he's changing his number. You think this has anything to do with the fact that everybody now compares him to Michael Jordan and Jordan wore 23 and trying to create his own identity or something?
He originally changed his number and stated that reason, and then he changed back. So I really don't know. If I had to guess, he gets a cut of every jersey he sells and people are going to buy the new jersey.
Smart.
So.
Smart.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Follow the money. Story here from CNN.com. Employees are headed back into the office. Children are going back to summer camp. The post-pandemic daily routine may soon look like 2019. I think it already has. But what about the pure joy of singing at the top of your lungs along with your favorite artist, packed closely in a sea of thousands of fans, as live music returns? A Tuesday night sunset concert at Red Rocks in Colorado was a welcome sight to many music lovers, including concertgoer Melinda Murphy. Murphy telling CNN that if that same concert, though, had been indoors, she may not have attended. The idea of being in a crowd inside, quote, still creeps me out. Indoors is a little too tight for me. To attend a large live music event inside, Murphy said she would need to know the venue capacity and social distancing plans before attending, and would wear a mask despite being fully vaccinated. What was your last concert? What will be your first concert?
My last concert was Justin Moore and Tracy Lawrence.
I'm sorry.
I know. I reflected on that after, cried a bit, and said that can't be how I die if I take a ditch.
Where was it?
I think, was it the Midland, maybe? That would make sense.
Okay.
And I remember just standing there while I was happy. I love that place. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And these artists are great. It's just it wasn't my concert to go to. I was tagging along, obviously.
Why, are you the wife of a country music program director or something?
Something like that.
I'm the wife that can dodge here and there. I actually said to him, I don't know how I'm going to be able to pull this off, but I can't go to any of your concerts. I need my first concert back into society to be the Foo Fighters. I can't have it be some ding, 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 something or other at God knows where for a venue. That's not how I'm going into it.
Is that how you envision country music?
No.
Now, Sam is a huge bro country fan.
And
that is not even remotely true.
That is so true.
There are a good number. I'm going to pass you my iPod, and you will see there are a good number of artists I really do like, it honestly. But he's just got sometimes shows. It's like background music. I don't know what this is. I'm not caring enough to invest in it.
So your last concert was Tracy Lawrence and who?
Justin Moore. They both got hits on their own. It's just, I don't know
anything about Justin Moore.
Me either. I mean, the name rings a bell, but
yeah, I think I've seen like one of his old gold records up on the wall.
Both
here.
Respectable artists. That's fine, but like, I got to see something. Can somebody come out and play to me in the parking lot?
My last one, not that anybody asked.
Yes,
was George Strait.
Oh,
me too.
I know.
Lucky's. That's a great,
yeah, George,
great show.
George Strait was the last show that we saw in the round, and I had never seen him before.
I waved at Scott from like four sections over, but he didn't see me.
His sight's going.
I know. He's getting old.
I was paying attention to the artist for which I had come to see.
Right. Who wasn't on stage yet.
Fair point.
I'm trying to think, who is it that we're going to see? I know Shinedown is coming this summer. I'm definitely going to go to that. We don't have any yet, like, ready to go. We're definitely going to this, or we're going to that. But I did hit Kelly up the other day, and I said, I just saw that Shinedown's on their way. Mm-hmm. I think they're at Sandstone.
Yeah, I'll say the amphitheater. Is it Azuma?
Azura. Sandstone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're coming to Sandstone.
Coming to the amphitheater.
They're coming to Sandstone.
I know I say the same thing. I'm trying. Trying to be respectful. Let's call it the same.
But I think that'll be the first one back. Would you go to a concert indoors?
Yes, and if I want to wear a mask, I don't care if you care. And if I don't want to.
See, okay. I could do an indoor concert.
Madison Square Garden with Foo is going to be happening. That's 20,000 people at open, full capacity.
Yeah.
That's when I think of what would be that kind of concert. That's one.
I mean, they're doing NBA basketball games at full capacity. Aren't they at full capacity now? I thought I saw one the other night and it looked like everybody was in the stands. They're doing late night at KU. I believe that's at full capacity this year.
Yeah, it's happening.
I mean, why not? I'll stand in line at a grocery store, for God's sakes.
I have more problem that you hit exactly on the head. It's worse to deal with people at the big box store. Pick one. I don't care which. I'm trying to grab a T-shirt at Target the other day. There's not even 6 inches between us. I have to, like, willingly back out of the way to try to get some space between us. Like, people are on top of people.
I said that early on in the pandemic. The only big difference that I saw, because I was still coming to work, thank God, was the fact that there were more people at Walmart and less people on the road.
Yeah. When people were freaked out about the movie theater, no, guess what? I can get in there and there's one other guy watching the matinee with me.
You go to Walmart, though, and there's like 85 people in there.
I'm trying to think if I would wear a mask if I went to, like, the Sprint Center or something, T-Mobile, whatever they call now.
We both said in our house, have one on you. Don't walk in anywhere without it in case.
Yeah, just put it in your pocket or something just in case.
Yeah.
Because here's what, and I know what people are saying. Oh, my God, you guys are such wimps. You know, you're fully vaccinated. Just go. But I'll tell you this. If I learned anything from the pandemic, and it kind of weirded me out, we are some nasty people, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. The way you would get it is somebody spittle being on you. It's not like the damn little virus just flies through the air all by itself. It's on spittle.
Gleeking at you.
Wow. Hi, 1987. Welcome back.
It's so gross.
Gleek? I haven't heard that word in 30 years.
I know. Every once in a while, it pops in my head because I'm like, it somehow is worse than if someone just did, you know, a farmer blow. It's just worse to me. I don't know why.
And I'm thinking to myself, it's just gross now. And back in the, it wouldn't have, I've been roundly criticized before because I was honest once and said, 3 years ago, that I don't wash my hands when I go number one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not realize, I'm not a germaphobe, but COVID got me pretty damn close.
It made you pay attention to things, whether you believed or not. It made you take a look at things that we didn't consider more than ever.
I still use, even like when I go into Quick Trip or something, I will still use the bottom of my shirt to open the door.
But I did all this before because people are nasty. Like when we go to a restaurant, I will pick up with my napkin, I'll pick up the salt and pepper shaker because I'm like, little booger eaters were just sitting here. I don't know what else has been touching this.
Mm-hmm.
And I need salt.
Because at least the fork and knife have been through the washing machine.
Fingers crossed.
But you don't know what the hell's on that salt and pepper shaker.
No.
And we are gross.
Mm-mm.
576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Nikki Pace from The Rock, filling in for Dana Wright. Sam, I'm Scott on KMBZ.
I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my last. I ain't here for
great idea. During the commercial break, and we haven't done this in forever and a day. In fact, I think it was either right after we tried it, I think right after we all got sent home for the pandemic, and it was just, ugh, it was not good. And he said, we've got the queen of the rock down here. Don't you think it might be time for a little mixtape? I'm like, ooh, we haven't played mixtape in over a year.
Mixtape.
So if you're new to the show, mixtape works like this. I offer two categories from a deck. This is a real game. I'm not making up these categories. I pull two cards out of the deck, and then each one of us has to pick a song for the category. We'll get some listeners on at the end of the hour. We'll do this in the last segment. And the listener gets to pick who the winners are of each category. So get to thinking. Here are your categories. You ready?
Hold on. I feel like I should write something.
These are very
down.
Simple. These are very simple.
I have my thoughts.
All right.
By the way, I love this game. I'm so excited.
Number one is your favorite song from a movie soundtrack. Now, let's try to put a second rule here. It can't be Bohemian Rhapsody from Wayne's World, because that was already out and everybody already loved it. It's got to be like Danger Zone from Top Gun.
What?
Or Footloose or, you
Why
know,
are
something
you
like
that. Naming my song already.
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
You know, Holiday Road from
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Vacation, yeah. And here is category number two. You have to be honest. What is the last song that you listened to and cried? And if you say you've never cried to a song, you're a liar.
I own that. I don't care.
Okay.
Everyone cries. But if you don't, you need to think it over. You got some stuff pushed way down in there.
I might want to
let it out.
Peel that onion back a little bit, friend. Let it out. All right, so you got it?
Got it.
We're going to do this at 3:45. Favorite song from a movie soundtrack, any era, doesn't matter. But try to avoid the Bohemian Rhapsody kind of stuff. And what is the last song that you listened to and cried? Okay?
Okay.
Very simple.
Got it.
A story here out of Houston. Meant to get to this yesterday. Ran out of time. Houston Methodist Hospital is sidelining Houston Methodist is sidelining almost 200 workers for 2 weeks without pay for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The suspensions come a day after dozens protested the policy outside one of its medical centers down by Houston. The hospital system, a medical center, and six community hospitals had set a Monday deadline for all of its employees to be fully immunized against the coronavirus, with nearly 25,000 employees getting their shots in time. The hospital has suspended 178 workers for not fully complying with the policy, including 27 who had received one dose of the vaccine. The system previously set June 21st as the date that unvaccinated workers would be terminated without exemptions. Houston Methodist gave vaccinated workers a $500 bonus in March. Entercom. While signaling the shots would not be voluntary for workers indefinitely.
You mean Odyssey?
Whatever.
I'll be Thumper.
576-7798. What's the policy been like as you've been getting back to work? Required? If you don't, you're terminated?
Is it law? Is it in your contract? Is it?
Well, it's not a law.
Right. I'm saying, obviously.
You policy, you mean?
Yeah. And I also had the question of, do I have to tell you anything? We know you and I both know our story, whatever, but do I need to tell you anything? Because I know that's a question that's popped around a business or two around here.
576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, 200 workers down at Houston Methodist have been suspended without pay for 2 weeks. If they don't get vaccinated by June 21st, so in 11 days, they're terminated. 576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Nikki Pace from 98.9 The Rock filling in. For Dana Wright, we're going to do mixtape coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
News is next.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Come on with a you don't fight fair.
Talking about this story out of Houston, Texas, where at Houston Methodist, by the way, the source here is CBS, Houston Methodist is sidelining 200 workers for 2 weeks without pay for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The suspensions came a day after dozens protested the policy outside one of its medical centers in Baytown, Texas. The hospital suspended 178 workers for not complying with the policy, including 27 who had received one dose. The system previously said that June 21st was the date that unvaccinated workers would be terminated without exemptions. Okay. By the way, Houston Methodist did give vaccinated workers a $500 bonus back in March, and signaled then in March that the shots will not be voluntary.
Some people are winning handguns and pickup trucks now. We did it wrong.
Isn't one state doing marijuana cigarettes or something?
Yeah, it is.
What state is that? A joint for a jab is the promo.
Yep.
A joint for it is.
Hold,
a
please.
Jab.
Hold, please. Joint for jab is with Olympia, Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You saw a bunch of memes after that came out, and it was
a
Google
joint
search.
For a jab.
Can I get a third COVID shot?
Wow. 576-7798. Curious what it's like at your office as we all go back to work, and a lot of us go back to work, not all of us, of course. Are you being required? If you, or let me rephrase that. Encouraged. If you want to come back and get back to normal, which is to say, walk around the office without a mask, you can go ahead and get vaccinated. Or if you want to wear the mask, you just have to not get vaccinated.
How about, this is off the subject, but not having to submit, not just flash it, but submit your vaccination card.
What about it?
Like, I have to email it to my employer.
Right.
In the day of hackings, where there's one every 14 seconds. I don't know that I want you to have that.
What's on there other than where you got it, when you got it,
they're
and
doing
what you got?
California has counterfeit ones right now. It's a problem.
Sure?
Yeah, I swear to God. I actually
but there's
some stuff.
But there's not a lot of, I mean, it's not like Johnson County giving away your Social Security number.
I'm with you. I got you. Because it's very limited information on it. I'm with you.
The only thing on there, I think, that is personal information, if you will, is your name.
Sure.
And I think your birth date might
Maybe
be on there.
Birth. Just looking.
Hey, I have a picture of mine in my phone too.
As you should, if you're going to get it.
But I don't think it's particularly invasive as far as the information that they put on there.
I was trying to remember if anybody checks your card to your actual ID.
Where the hell is my picture? I didn't delete that thing, did I?
You didn't really do it.
You're right.
It's just your name,
there it is.
Date
there
of
it is.
Birth.
Yeah, my
what vaccine you got?
Yeah, my name, my date of birth. The vaccine I got, when I got it, and where I got it.
Right.
I got mine at the same CVS store. Let's go to David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Anytime.
I think both of you guys touched on a little bit what I was about to say. But, David, I think you... Sorry, that's my name. I believe you touched on the fact that they were going to be terminated without exception.
The story said, hang on, David, let me clarify. The story said terminated without exemption, and I just read it word for word. I'm the Ron Burgundy of this station.
Okay.
I'll read it if you put it on paper. I don't know what that means, but it did say terminated without exemption.
Oh, okay. I thought you said exception. So that kind of does away with what I was going to say, because they can't fire you without exception, because if you've got a medical exemption, right, they can't fire you for not getting it. The other thing is Nikki touched on this. Under HIPAA laws, you are not required to divulge your medical records if you don't want to. And technically, they can ask you all you want, but you don't have to answer them if they're asking you if you've been immunized. You don't have to answer it. So for these people to be suspended because they don't get they're not getting their vaccinations, that's kind of on them for even divulging that they're not getting it, because you don't have to give them any information with regards to whether or not you've gotten it.
They work at a hospital. I think the hospital would kind of know.
Well, that's true, but again, a hospital is going to know what they can and cannot ask under HIPAA, and they cannot ask somebody and expect them to answer them about their medical records.
But could they not say then in this regard, all right, if you don't want to answer, then the default position is that you're not, and therefore you have to wear a mask or you have to wear gloves?
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable, because I know of hospitals locally that if you don't get your flu shot every year, that's fine, but you have to wear a mask during mm-hmm. flu season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfectly acceptable, but suspending these people without pay or saying that they're going to be terminated because they didn't get their vaccination, it's not, in my opinion, okay to be doing that. And I don't even think it's legal.
Okay, buddy. Hey, glad we got you in.
Thank you.
Donna in Raytown. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
My daughter watched a little newscast this morning on those nurses in that hospital in Texas. And one that was not getting it showed where she stuck a key on her chest, and it stayed there. It's sort of like a magnet spot. So then she stuck it on her neck, and it didn't stay. So they said, well, see, that's not happening.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Don. Please continue.
So my daughter tried it, and she's been vaccinated. A paperclip and a refrigerator magnet stuck to her chest. So she came to my house, and we tried it on her brother, and the same thing happened. Now, what is that?
Well, there is this argument that, and I think it's more of a conspiracy theory, that the COVID shot magnetizes you. I can assure you I got mine, and let me grab a piece of metal here. And I got mine in my right arm because mm-hmm. I'm left-handed, mm-hmm. and nothing.
No.
Not even, I don't even feel a pull. I don't know where this came from. I did see it on the news this morning, somebody saying that the COVID shot makes you magnetic. I've heard some crazy ones. This one is really close to the top. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, if I walk outside right now and I'm there for more than 5 minutes, there are a lot of things that are going to stick to my chest because it's 7,000 degrees out there.
That's a fair point.
How hot is it?
It's 7,000 degrees.
Alex in Raytown. Alex, hello.
Hey. So I was just calling about the being fired for not getting a shot. So with the flu shot, I work at a pretty major hospital here in the metro. With the flu shot, they do tell you that you are required to get this shot as part of your job. And if you do not get that shot by a certain date, you will be terminated. Unless, of course, like, you have an allergy or, you know, like a religious thing or whatever. They do have those exceptions to that rule, but then you do have to wear a mask. So it doesn't surprise me that they're doing this with the COVID shot.
Where do you work?
Just out of me. I don't want to name the hospital. No, no.
That's fine. I didn't want the name. I couldn't hear if you said hospital or not. That's good enough.
A hospital. I work at multiple different hospitals, too, not just one. And it's okay. Not just the same hospital. And they all have very similar things with the flu shot. So it wouldn't surprise me if they start doing this with the COVID shot later on. making it a requirement for your job. And then just to add to the gentleman earlier who mentioned that it's a HIPAA violation for them to ask for your immunization records, when you apply to work at a hospital, it is a job requirement that you do have certain immunizations on record, and you do have to submit that for your job.
Yeah, I've always thought it was against HIPAA not for you to tell your employer what you've had or not had. It would be against HIPAA for your doctor to tell your employer what you've had or not had. How hot is it again?
It's 7,000 degrees.
It is 91,000 damn degrees. I am sitting right next to my air conditioner, right next to it. It is on the lowest temperature, on the highest damn speed, okay? 64 degrees, and it's on turbo. Do I need to put this bitch on Power Ranger? This is unacceptable. I did not sign up for this. When I prayed during the winter months, I asked the Lord to make it warm. I did not say, Lord, please bring the devil from hell and have him sit his ass crack on earth. That's not what I asked for. That is not what I requested.
I love her.
She is one of the greatest ever.
It is 91 Power Ranger degrees.
So clearly, everyone, it's gone up.
When it was cold, I asked the Lord to make it warm.
I did not ask this.
All right, we got mixtape coming up here in just a moment. First time in over a year that we've done mixtape. We need two listeners to be our judges. If you want to be a judge, call in now. 576-7798. Category number one is favorite song from a movie soundtrack. And things like Bohemian Rhapsody are too easy from Wayne's World. That's too easy. And what is the last song that you listened to and cried? That is category number two. We'll take two judges. 576-7798. Nikki Pace from The Rock filling in for Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool.
All right, here we go. It's back. First time in over a year. Mixtape. We've got the Queen of the Rock down here, so we thought we'd play a little music game here. Let's see. Our first judge is going to be John in Olathe. John, good afternoon and hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. You know how the game gets played?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to give you three samples. First one is always me, then Sam, then Nikki Pace, okay? And you can't let your favoritism for Nikki or Sam influence your decision, okay?
Got it.
All right. You are judging favorite song from a movie soundtrack, John. Here is mine. Because it's the greatest movie of all time anyway.
Wouldn't have guessed that one.
No kidding.
From Parks? No way.
All right, here is Sam's.
From the greatest worst movie of all time.
Don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing.
That is the greatest worst movie of all time.
It really did make the movie.
You got it?
Got it.
All right. And here is Nikki Pace with her favorite song from a movie soundtrack. All right, there it is. We got Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, Aerosmith from the greatest worst movie of all time, and the Bee Gees with Jive Talkin'.
Saturday Night Fever is a classic.
John, what is and who is the winner?
Oh, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yeah. Hey, don't be mad. That's fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John, you be well, my friend. All right. Let's go to category number two. And Ann in Raytown. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Scott.
How's everything going with you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. You know how the game gets played? You just heard?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. This is, and we have to be honest with this one, okay, Ann?
Okay.
The last song that you listened to and cried. Which one would it be for you, by the way, before we get started?
It would have to be Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran.
Good one.
All right. I'm not going to give you the backstory other than I was on a long walk the other day and I was playing some music thinking about the kids. And this song happened to play and I may or may not have gotten a little misty-eyed on my walk. Are you ready?
Yep.
Maybe getting a little misty-eyed right now. I don't know. All right, I am in. Sam, last song that you listened to and cried.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Okay, we get it. He's going to see him again.
He did.
All right, you ready?
Thank you, Nikki.
All right.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, last one. The song that made her cry was the last song that made her cry. Here is Nikki Pace.
It feels like years since it's been here.
Got him?
Got him.
Who's the winner?
Sorry, Scott. It's got to go to Nikki.
Oh! Oh!
Thank you. And it was tough to pick one.
Oh! I thought I had it with that emotional draw on the kids with the Leanne Womack. I really hope you dance.
You did say you weren't going to give the backstory and then proceeded to give the backstory, so.
Sam? Who's singing that one?
The Beatles.
Okay. All right.
It was tough between that and Yesterday, by the way.
No, I mean, I don't know. I can't make out which Beatle it is.
Nothing sounds right in my head, actually. In my headphones, I can't hear the songs the right way. It almost sounds like it's a track, like a karaoke track. I don't know why.
Oh, weird. I don't know who sings that song. All right. By the way, the text line says Sam won.
All fine choices.
Hey, thanks for coming in. It was great to see you in person. Oh, my God.
Great to see you guys. Thank you. As someone who listens to you every day, thank you for letting me play.
You're awesome.
Hanging out with you.
All right. The great Nikki Pace, ladies and gentlemen, from 98.9 The Rock. We're going to take a quick break for the news. We got another keyword coming your way in just a moment. And then he is here in the flesh. The one and only Michael Mackey when we return in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. But no, oh no, hesitate.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.